When you think of street art, chances are it's graffiti that comes to mind. It's universal code for grassroots subversiveness. At the same time, however, another sort of unsanctioned public art making is gaining traction around the world. In complete contrast to the dark and dangerous feeling of graffiti, this art form is warm, fuzzy, and cute. And it's even happening in Terre Haute. WFIU's Yael Cassander reports.
On your way into class or your place of work each day, you start to notice it. Maybe not right away, but after a few weeks or months, you start to see that bicycle. You know, the only one left in the rack after everyone else goes home for the evening or the summer. And it gets the wheels of your imagination spinning. Why would someone abandon a perfectly good bike? Did they have to leave suddenly? Did they decide to forsake their material possessions? Were they kidnapped?
The bicycle itself has been locked to a bike rack for at least 2 years.
The bike Nan McIntyre noticed had been left outside Root Hall on Indiana State University's Terre Haute campus.
Old, rusted, yellow bike.
McIntyre is the director of ISU's Folklore Archives, which is housed within Root Hall.
I did notice over the years that people were starting to vandalize it. So it's missing its seat, for example.
The bike's decline continued until one of McIntyre's students decided to give the increasingly pathetic object the kind of attention it cried out for.
She said, you know, that bike needs a little yarn love.
I'm the happy hooker.
Amy Krupa's enthusiasm for knitting and crocheting informed her solution for the derelict bike.
My name is Amy. I am a sophomore at ISU. I'm an English major, and I've been working extensively in the Folklore Archives.
We spend hours going through folders that have titles like snipe hunts, pranks, local legends, ghost stories, folk belief. All you need to do is go through the pranks folder and let your imagination take it from there.
Well-versed in prankology and equipped with needle skills, Krupa's imagination was running wild.
I thought, you know what, you gotta get in a little trouble in college, you know? You gotta have something to tell your kids when you get older. Thought, what better way to do that than to crochet something?
Like any good prank, Krupa's scheme took planning.
Yeah, I came out about midnight a couple nights and I measured out the bike, came back, drew up some plans, and then I just crocheted the pieces.
When it came to pulling it off, Krupa needed accomplices.
I guess you could call me Soja Boy.
A senior at ISU, Jack Cinconi, works with Krupa in the Folklore Archives.
I'm a sucker for any kind of mischief, so it really didn't take a whole lot of coercing me into getting to do it.
Leah Newton, a.k.a. Periwinkle Pterodactyl, is another archives worker.
I love pranks, so when Amy said, hey, let's yarn storm a bike, I was like, okay, that sounds great.
Let's do what again?
Yarn storming. Or knit graffiti, guerrilla knitting, yarn bombing, but we don't say that. People have done it not only in the U.S., but in the U.K., Australia, Sweden, all kinds of different countries. There's even a bus completely covered in New Mexico.
Completely covered, that is, in panels of knitted or crocheted yarn. Having measured the bike and crocheted pieces that would swaddle it completely, on the morning of Monday, April 30th, Krupa and her sidekicks met outside of Root Hall to lash the crocheted panels together onto the bike.
Agreed time was to meet here at the bike at 6:30, so we all woke up at 6 o'clock and we assembled and just put it together.
McIntyre, a.k.a. Dr. Nan or Nana Banana, captured the whole stunt on video and posted it on YouTube.
Awesome! We did it, guys!
We did it! Woohoo!
Thank you all so much.
The bike is now transformed.
The front wheel looks like a space pizza. It's just a weird pink with all kinds of crazy designs on it. There's lots of sunflowers littering the front. There's also several pom-poms hitting the different areas. There's a granny square that expands over the entire midsection of the bike.
You have the fuzzy yarn up there on the handlebars.
Yeah, we call that fun fur. You can't stop running your fingers over it. It's just such a fun texture. The back wheel has a fiery pattern that's framed in black, and then my favorite piece of the whole thing, on the opposite side of the back wheel, it looks like a pond with a lily pad, complete with a lily and a goldfish.
It's like a Christmas tree.
On the third day of the yarn-stormed bike's presence in front of Root Hall, a student passing by paused to register his delight.
I thought it's a raincoat from far, but just now I'm closely looking at this, and it's really nice. I really like the concept, the idea. I'm really happy that one of our students did this. That's really a great job.
The timing was perfect. The first day of finals, so people were staggering out of their 8 o'clock a.m. final exam, thinking, oh gosh, I didn't say enough about romanticism or whatever. And then they see this bike and, oh, it communicates fun and liveliness and playfulness.
The looks that I see when you look at the bike, all the double takes and smiles, it's much more fun than spray painting.
Nonetheless, unauthorized displays of whimsy will always prompt certain types to look askance.
A gentleman who works in Root Hall, he often will call the authorities if there's any problem. And his immediate response was, should I call security?
Far from fomenting anarchy, however, the public art piece seems to have generated only positive response.
I've seen people brushing the leaves off of it, kind of being protective of it.
5 weeks after its installation, McIntyre was pleased to note how well the piece was faring.
What amazes me is there has been absolutely no vandalism. No one has even taken so much as a little yarn pom-pom off the bike. It is exactly as we left it, with the exception of someone played a little prank of taking one of the wheels of the bike and placing it very carefully in a large lost and found cardboard box.
The artful prank has even received a blessing from ISU President Dan Bradley.
He said, oh, Cherie, that's his wife, Cherie and I were wondering what that was all about. We love it.
The delight that everyone seems to be taking in the piece is multifold. It's heartening to see a forlorn and homely object cared for and revived. A bike wearing a bright sweater is an uncanny juxtaposition. The piece's handiwork evokes the human touch. But the object's greatest appeal may lie in its demand that you be present to everyday life and connect with it.
How many times do you see someone going down the street with their head pressed to the phone screen? You know, they don't see the world around them.
This bike had been here so long and looked so nasty that most people didn't see it anymore. And now they can't wait to get their hands on it.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
You can see photos of the Yarnstormed bike on the ISU campus and link to the video showing the Yarnstormers in action on our website, wfiu.org/arts.